Our guest today is a jazzy singer-songwriter. More than that, she has something special. She does have a unique way of phrasing a lyric when she sings. I asked Sonia about where that comes from.
I think it has to come naturally first off, but then also all of my phrasing comes from my jazz roots, I think, because I started off as a jazz singer. You know, singing jazz music is very open to interpretation, and it's all about the phrasing and making the song your own and timing, and I think more so than a lot of music. And so that's always been something I don't think I really think about it, but it's mm-hmm. something that I always do.
Was it a tough transition to writing your own music from, you know, jazz is usually about standards and other people's music?
I mean, I started writing maybe seriously like 4 years ago, and I think the more I've written, the stronger the tunes have come, and in the beginning I don't think they were as good as the covers or standards I was doing. So it was, I don't think it was a hard transition, it was just, you know.
Next step,
right, there you go.
Something like that. Well, why don't we just get into one to begin with. Sonia, what do you want to begin with?
This is Can't Get You Out of My Mind. I can't get you out of my mind. Love is like a drug, and I've been so drug by your love that I don't even know the time. For all that I can do, it's think of a love in you. Yes, it is. Out of my mind. Tried so hard to stop thinking about you, baby. Thought if I did something else for a little while, I might forget about you. Just me, babe. But all that I can do is think and think of loving you. Yes, it's out of my mind. Tried so hard to stop thinking about you, baby. I tried so hard, but it didn't work. No, no. Oh, I got to know how you. Tell me what will come of my love. Call me, baby. Do something, honey. I gotta know what you're thinking of. For all that I can do is think of loving you, baby. Yes, it's all that I can.
Indeed, can't get you out of my mind, Sonia Kitchell. Live today, and you should give names to these sounds. Who's playing with you today?
Yes, John Shannon is playing guitar. Garth Stevenson is on the bass. Connor Meehan on drums. And Miro Sprague on piano. And later on organ.
What do you compose on? What instrument do you compose on?
Mostly guitar and also piano.
Hmm. Is there a difference in what you're writing as how it comes out that way?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because first of all, the level at which I play each instrument, I affects how the song comes out.
And you're saying you're a better what? Piano player?
I don't know. I think I'm a better guitarist, but it's easier to play. I don't know. I write a lot of like weird chord stuff on guitar because sometimes I'll just like detune it and then I have no idea what I'm doing. And I can't really do that on piano.
Well, this must be at least somewhat refreshing so far that we haven't mentioned your age, but we should at some point.
Now you're going to.
I know. Well, I wanted people to get a chance who don't know you to hear you without being colored by that. Because it makes it changes everything when you understand that Sonia is what you're 16 now, and
you should have been like when they understand that she's 87.
Exactly,
she sounds a lot younger.
But I guess you've gotten used to reacting to that to kind of that surprise in people when they understand this.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is. A great conversation for... I was going to say a great conversation for topic, but you would say a great topic for conversation, wouldn't you? Anyways, okay.
Indeed. and of course, one of the things people want to know about is, gee, how did you learn to sing like that? But then how did you learn to write like that? There's a real emotional depth in all these. And that's, in some ways, probably the more belittling of the two comments in a way, the idea that somebody doesn't have an emotional inner life at a certain age,
right?
Is that how you feel?
Well, you know, everybody's like, "Well, God, you're a teenager. How do you know that stuff?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, I watch other people and I pay attention to what's going on around me, and it's a really." Fascinating thing to do. So basically, I think people don't really, they kind of forget that when they were young and like hormones were raging, that everything is multiplied by 100, you know? So stuff like can't get you out of my mind. It's like, yeah, sure, I feel that. And maybe it's sounds more mature, but it really isn't any more mature than any other teenager, you know?
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, okay. We're going to go back and pick up one of the songs that was actually on the EP, Cold Day?
Yeah.
Now, what's the difference? You say you're feeling better about your writing nowadays than you were in the early stuff?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is not one of my favorite songs to play, but, you know, people like it, so...
Is that why it stuck, because it's become popular?
I don't know how popular it's become, just that people still think it's a really good song. So, and of course, I, as the artist, I'm like, oh, I wrote that a year ago, man. It's like so 5 minutes ago. Don't want to do it anymore. But, you know, it's whatever. I can't be the judge of my material.
Well, we'll let people judge for themselves. This is Cold
Day. Right. They'll be like, yeah, that song did suck. Okay. Morning as the sun does rise, he cries, then he wipes away his tears. He'll have no fears, and no one will know how hard he tries. Every minute of every day she prays that she will be strong enough to carry on, but she fears she's wasting away. It's a cold day in history.
so caught up with trying to stay warm, I forget to pay others any mind. Every evening after the sun goes down, he feels alone in his heart of hearts. Soul of souls, he wonders if he'll ever make it home. Every hour of every night, she lies awake thinking of all she's got to do just to make it through. Can she handle all that is at stake? It's a cold day in history, one of the coldest of the year. Can I hold you in my arms and help you forget the fear? Oh, darling, can I hold you in my arms and help you forget the fear?
Sonya Kitchell, that is Cold Day. That's one of the older songs that's made its way onto Words Came Back to Me. Sonya, it was interesting to hear how you sung that one, much more straight ahead than what you did with Can't Get You Out of My Mind. Kind of the song dictates, or?
I guess I just haven't been playing it that much lately, so, and I've been trying to make myself sing melodies because I have a harder time doing that than not singing them. So.
Hmm. Yeah, because you're so used to improvising and going off on whatever.
Basically, it's like I write a song and then I never sing it the same way after writing it. So.
Now, you're from Western Massachusetts, what my sister who lives there refers to as Happy Valley. And
yes, I am from Happy Valley. It's true.
Which is kind of a really interesting part of the country in that it's got all these institutions of higher learning and all these overeducated people, yet in kind of a rural setting, right? So it must have been an interesting place to grow up.
Yeah, I mean, it is the five-college area, so there are all those college students, and you see written on all like the restaurant bathrooms, like, you're all living in Happy Valley and that kind of thing. And what else do they say? Like, just all sorts of stuff like that. Basically, like, privileged people living in a bubble is kind of what they think.
Hmm.
I don't live specifically in the Happy Valley.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I'm not one of those.
What do your parents do? What are they?
My parents are both visual artists. My dad is a fine artist. He paints abstract paintings and does photography. And my mother is an illustrator. So,
this is not a big rebellion on your part to be an artist?
No, not really. It would be more of a rebellion for me probably to become a doctor. So,
and when did you first know that this was something you wanted to pursue?
You know, I think I've pretty much known it my entire life that this is what I wanted to do. And when I was littler, I did not play guitar and I didn't write, but I always knew I wanted to be a singer. Like, that was, I remember, like, swinging with my friends and them being like, I'm going to be a vet, and I'd be like, I'm going to be a singer. That's what I'm going to do. So.
Were there any lessons or anything, any vocal lessons or even piano lessons, that kind of thing?
Yes, I wish that I had taken more piano lessons. I think I took piano for like a month when I was 7 or something, and unfortunately my parents did not force me to continue playing. I did also start taking voice lessons when I was 7, and I've been taking them on and off since then.
Is that helpful? Is it mostly about building up your voice, or does it teach you ways to sing, or how does that work?
I think it was very helpful. I think my voice developed a lot faster as a result of all the teachers I worked with and helping me to learn how to sing in a way that, you know, wouldn't destroy my voice by the time I'm 20 and have more power and Yeah, I think that voice lessons are a great thing, and I'm really glad that I was able to take them.
Sonia Kitchell is our guest, and what do you want to finish up with?
We're going to finish up with a kind of fun, up, happy song from Happy Valley, called Let Me Go.
Sonia Kitchell with Let Me Go, a song that with any luck will become an anthem for 16-year-olds to play for their parents everywhere.
Right. Well, that is, well, gee, how did you know that?
I don't know. Figured that one out. But it does bring up an interesting point, is that your audience is probably a lot older than you are nowadays, and because that's just people's interest is kind of in the music you're making. And how come you ain't singing, you know, R&B pop songs?
Well, I mean, I like R&B pop songs, but, you know, it's just kind of not what I'm doing right now, right. I guess. I don't know.
What do your friends in school think of what you're doing?
Well, I go to a performing arts charter high school, so they basically are just like, oh, yeah, Sonia performs, and she's on the road a lot, and that's kind of like the extent of that thought, you know? They don't really think much about it, which is nice, because I don't really want them to.
Right. Well, for them, that's a good thing. I mean, that's what they're all kind of, a lot of them would aspire to anyway, so.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for playing for us today, and I wish you the best of luck, and we'll see you next time around.
Thank you very much.
Sonia Kitchell and this great band, our guest today here on the World Cafe.